1,000 homes in Cumbria are still without power following heavy snowfall. But Sky meteorologist Joe Robinson says the cold conditions are not expected to last.
We've already seen that. We've got 10 degrees on the south coast. It's minus 5 up in Scotland at the moment. And then where we've got that rain moving in, that's why we've got some ice and snow warnings already out for this morning, where the snow mainly confined to the hills of northern parts of Wales and northern parts of England.
The Prime Minister has told the BBC to be realistic about licence fee increases. It's thought the corporation wants to hike the charge by as much as 9% next year after two consecutive freezes. The public spending watchdog is warning of a £17 billion black hole in the Ministry of Defence's finances. The National Audit Office says plans for spending on new kit have been forecast to rise by nearly 30% since its last report. There's anger among some climate activists after the head of COP28 claimed there was no science to suggest phasing out fossil fuels will help limit global warming. Dubai's summit president, Sultan Al Jaber, suggested the policy would take the world back to caves. Scientist Joanne Rockstrom is from the Potsdam Institute.
Even if we succeed, we will have a rough ride. We've had off-the-chart records on surface temperatures in the ocean, ice melt on Greenland, ice mass lost on Antarctica. So, you know, we have to get prepared.
In sport, Sheffield United are expected to sack Paul Heckingbottom today, making him the first Premier League manager to lose their jobs this season. Former boss Chris Wilder is the front-runner to replace him. Heckingbottom would leave the club bottom of the table. And Beyoncé's topped American box offices over the weekend. Her concert star film Renaissance netted more than £16.5 million in ticket sales in the US and Canada. That's the latest. I'm Faye Rowlands.
This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
All right, the weather for today is going to be 7 degrees, light rain and a gentle breeze. My toes are cold. Make sure you put your socks on today.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company. Proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
A very good morning. It is me, Michelle Ward, on air between 10 and 1 with Eat My Brunch. I forgot who I was then. Thanks very much to Mikey Porter for the excellent breakfast show. He'll be back to do it all over again tomorrow morning. Thanks also to Keith for sitting in for me for Friday because I was out. Doing a bit of Christmas shopping. I had a lovely meal out with my family on Thursday after the show, and then on Friday I went out with one of my sisters who came down from Wales as a surprise to my other sister and my niece. Although by the time I got to the restaurant they realised that my other sister was coming down because she put "I'm going to London" on Facebook. Safe bowl. Anyway, we had a great time. Our service is amazing. It's a restaurant in Ongar. It's awesome and the service there is just so nice. You know, you made to feel really special. I went to do, as you know, the Sky Garden about 2 weeks ago. I don't eat out all the time. It's just, it's coming up to Christmas. So, and the service there I wasn't that impressed with, to be fair. The views, amazing. You can go and do that for free. But it's lovely when you go to a restaurant, you're paying a little bit more money and it's a nice, you know, nice atmosphere. It's lovely when they're, well, even if it's you're not paying, you know, more money than usual, it's just lovely when you get interactive, you know, staff are nice and, you know, how are you meeting up? Well, you must be sisters, you all look alike. Except for Samantha, who's our niece, who's my other sister's daughter, who's got very straight hair. And he said, "Who are you?" No, he said, "Why have you got straight hair?" And she was laughing. But we had a really nice... I had a Christmas dinner, actually. It was a plush Christmas dinner. Very nice. Didn't eat all of it, though. I was too busy concentrating on the margarita, which, again, was delicious. Anyway, so I wasn't in on Friday because I was out shopping, doing a bit of Christmas shopping with my sister. I've had a really... Nice weekend. So I'm back today. I bought some Christmas lights in, battery operated one for the Christmas tree because I can't bear it needs some lights on it. And I was out at the weekend, I thought I'm just going to buy these, you know, they're quite cheap, so they probably work for about 10 minutes. I think nearly the batteries cost as much. Batteries are expensive. Why can't they make a battery that just lasts forever? There was a film about that, wasn't there, with Tom Cruise. Do you remember that? I like Tom Cruise. Always sounded a bit sinister when I said it like that. Anyway, what's coming up on the show today? Well, it's a guest-free zone today. One hopes. Otherwise, I've forgotten I've got a guest in. I'll just check the list. No guess. But we will have some songs from my album of the year. I mentioned this because all of the presenters, if you go on to all the wsphoenixfm.com, we've all picked out our favourite album and favourite track of the year. And they're all listed there for all the different shows. And mine is mine's Steve Mortimer, who's been a guest excuse me, on the show. Hope that's not a cold coming, because I just can't. Do apologise. Steve Mortimer, who's been a guest on the show plenty of times, and his album is Psalms from the Gutter, featuring Rachel Brooks and also Daniela Rhodes. So that's going to be my... be playing that song a little bit later to give you a flavour of that album, and you can check out all the details and all the links for any of the songs I play on here on my Facebook page, which is all the W's facebook.com/ Eat My Brunch, or just Eat My Brunch on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok. You'll find me everywhere. Facebook. There we go. Lovely to see Tony from the Conjacks looking so well. They did a live at the weekend. As you know, Tony's been quite seriously ill. I think I mentioned it before. Getting loads of love from everybody. A great band are the Conjacks. You can check them out. But he's recovering from a quadruple bypass, and he won't mind me saying that. He's going to be having the best Christmas, I think, ever after what's happened to him. And, yeah, he was looking really well as can be expected. Let's put it that way. And so happy to be here, because he nearly, you know... You know when he was saying angels must have been shining down on him? And they certainly were. They certainly were. So I hope whatever you're doing, you're having a great day. You're going to stay with me for the next couple of hours to have a bit of fun, a bit of a look through the news. We'll try and keep it nice and light and fun. If you want to get in contact with the show, you can do. All you need to do is send me a voice note on Messenger on Facebook, or you can drop me an email. But most people get in contact on Facebook or on Instagram. Send me a message. Do you prefer winter to summer, or are you a warm sunshine person all the way? So do you, I like winter. I only like summer if I'm probably going away somewhere. So I do like winter. I like wrapping up warm. So do you prefer winter to summer, or are you a warm sunshine person all the way? I'm kind of, would I say, I'm probably in the middle. I really enjoy the seasons. One of my friends is going to work in Dubai for the next couple of years, and I'm like, I don't know. That's like 40 degrees nearly all the time. I don't think I can cope with that. Nah. Right, let's kick off the show. This song is beautiful. It's on our A-list, and it's one of my favourite tracks of the year. He's going to be live in the studio on Wednesday. It is George Bone, and here he is with Valencia.
I don't want to wake up dreaming days for two. I wish I'd fallen in love, 'cause I got a plane to just for you. I tell you I've been feeling so alone. I've been trying to do it on my own. Everywhere I go with you, be home. Everywhere I go, I wish I was in Valencia with you. Sun is shining, we got nothing left to prove. You turn my skies into your corner from my blue. The night, drinking wine and hear the breaking of the tide. I'd spend the evening with you.
of you. Sun is shining, we got nothing left to prove. You turn my skies into your golden for my blue. And be the one to stay, we could get away. On a bar with you where we could spend the night. Drinking wine and hear the breaking of the tide. I'd spend the evening with you staring at your smile.
Staring at your smile.
Palm and threw it all away. Oh, my hands up, I was wrong.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
At Active Signs and Designs Limited, our team are passionate about getting you noticed. First impressions are everything. So if you're driving a commercial vehicle, how are people seeing you? Our vehicle graphic products and well-designed signage can make you stand out from the crowd. Give the team a call on 01708 343 555 or visit us at activesignsanddesigns.co.uk and start getting your business noticed today.
EV Charging Systems, your local independent and experienced specialist home and workplace charge point suppliers and installers. With over 1,000 installations throughout Essex and East London and a 5-star excellent Trustpilot rating, we provide great personal service and are committed to help Essex drivers go green. Visit www.evchargingsystems.co.uk or call us on 01268 710 459. Install, charge and go with EV Charging Systems.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytelford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
Phoenix FM.
Brand new music. Here is Incognito. This is Into You.
To where
is the brand new track from Incognito. That is Into You, and that is out now. Make sure that you have a look at their details. That's Incognito. From the very first time, I've loved Incognito for so many years. I mean, they've been around for a very, very long time, but always producing some beautiful songs. Now, another band, I saw the video for this. You know, I've been playing this for weeks and weeks. Well, we've been playing it for weeks and weeks on Phoenix FM. It's on our A-list. It's a brand new Duran Duran track, which is basically, the video only came out about 2 days ago. So we had it ahead of, obviously, the official release. But I don't know, the video for it is basically, you know, like in the 1900s or 1850s, something around there, they used to do like these seances, but it's very sort of creepy. It's a black and white film, and it's basically like seances taking place. So it is, yeah, it's a little bit different, but I just love the bass line on this. So anyway, I'm gonna play it. You know, I love this song. Here's Duran Duran with Black Moonlight.
With the crucial, with the wild, taken in possession by the music and beguiled.
So excited by that track. Now I watched this film. I have to tell you. Now I wish I had some creepy music, and I don't. I should have some. Let's have a look and see if I can find it, because I need to play some creepy music, and then I'm going to forget what the film's called. Oh yes, it was called Men. How could I forget? Creepy. Let's have a look. Creepy footsteps. Let's see what this is. Creepy footsteps. See if this will work. Okay, you ready? So anyway, I saw this film at the weekend. It's called Men. And it had a very frightening scene at the end. Very psychologically kind of makes your brain go, ooh, if you get a chance to see it. I know it's not very Christmassy, but maybe, you know, if you like kind of horror and thrillers, then watch it. It's very, there's only two actors, and one actor plays about seven different parts in it. Yeah, it's very bizarre. Check it out. It's called Men. I think it's on Prime, if you've got Prime, or get a chance to see it. All right. Stop walking in those shoes. God, wouldn't it get, if you lived in a flat and you had somebody above you doing that, oh, wouldn't it just get on your nerves? Take those shoes off. Right, here we go. This is Boy George with Isolation.
Can I thank you for your good advice? If I'm in one ear and out the other, when I scream at you, you switch off inside. I feel the same, so tell me why I do it. I met a man who owns satellites, and it got me thinking about
isolation. coming out, he's 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 coming out, it's there.
Say bonjour, comment ça va, to Bridget, who is listening over in Le Français, and good morning to Paul as well. Thanks for tuning in. Can't wait to hear the music that you're going to be sending in too. Now we're going to have a look at the traffic and travel. I got caught in this myself this morning on the M25. Let's find out what's happening.
Phoenix FM travel news.
Now the M25 heading down to Brook Street roundabout. Slow traffic M25 anti-clockwise from junction 29 of the A127 Romford Basildon to junction 28 of the A12 Brentwood Brook Street roundabout. That was a problem this morning when I came in, so I had to nip off on the A12 and come round the back down to Nag's Head and then go through that way. But very busy around there at the moment. Avoid it if you can. Coming down from the A12 onto the roundabout, that's quite busy. A1023 is not too bad if you're coming up towards Brentwood, and Wilson's Corner, not too bad either. Temporary traffic signals due to gas main work on the A129 Rayleigh Road at Hutton Place. And you've also got, let's have a look. Oh no, that one's cleared. Don't worry about that one. Temporary traffic signals due to gas main work on Cambridge Avenue at Upper Brentwood Road. Road. If you're heading down from Brook Street roundabout towards Lakeside, you've got a clear run and coming back through the tunnel. Heading up on the A12 at the moment towards Chelmsford is clear. Between junction 13 and 16, you've got the speed restrictions still at 40 mile an hour. One lane closed due to resurfacing work, which is much needed. There'll be nighttime closures and a contraflow also used. You'll get more traffic and travel, in an hour. I nearly said the word truffle then. If you got some truffle and truffles. I don't mind chocolate truffles. As I said last week or the week before, I had some dauphinoise. That's probably pronounced right, but Bridget will tell me dauphinoise potatoes with truffle. Now, it's truffle. I had some truffle crisps once from Marks and Spencer's, and I was like, that is disgusting. Why would anybody eat truffles? And then I ordered these potatoes, and I thought, you shouldn't do because you're going to be going horrible. They were lovely. And there was a very, I mean, I think what it was such a subtle flavour that you didn't, it wasn't over truffled. But yeah, people pay a lot of money, don't they? People actually got areas of woods where they go, and they can make thousands of pounds from selling truffles if you know where to go. I'm rubbish at things like that. I wouldn't trust myself to pick mushrooms. You shouldn't do that anyway, unless you really know what you're doing. Don't pick mushrooms. I mean, people, that's, you know, just sensible, because some of them can be, you know, well, they can kill you. It's toxic or make you very sick. So yeah, don't be doing that. Picking berries, all that sort of thing. I saw the other day when I was doing my little wood walk, there was I thought, oh, they look like they are cranberries, and I reached out and I thought that, and I thought, hold on a minute, they could be like poisonous berries. What are you doing? So that's even me. I thought, oh, this is blueberries. And I think you can get an app on your phone. But even then, okay, I wouldn't trust it. I just wouldn't trust it. No. Unless you go with somebody who knows what they're doing, I wouldn't bother. Now, if you want to check out the album and the track of the year, you can do. They're up on the website now, all the www.phoenixfm.com, and you can find all the details there. So I thought, why I'm here, what am I doing now? Shall I play some music? No. Yes, I think I will. I'm going to play my my song from the album of the year, which is Psalms from the Gutter, Steve Mortimer, who is an excellent singer-songwriter, producer based in Chelmsford. And this is my album of the year. Check it out online. If you want to listen to some new music, go and have a look. There's all the links there for Steve, and you can hear his independent album there. Also, my track of the year is an independent artist, or two independent artists as well. So first off, here's my album of the year. This is a track called Guiding Stars. It's Steve Mortimer featuring Daniela Rose and Rachel Brooks. We've had her on the show as well. She's a singer-songwriter in her own right too. So here it is. This is called Guiding Stars.
Down beside still waters, where we can rest our heads. Let the green grass consume us with her kisses and comfort that we fled. May this river that gently flows aside us now heal our weary hearts. May the currents not pull us deep down and drag us deeper still, but guide us through the dark. Will you fall down? Gently whisper of thee, sweet songs of consolation.
From the meadows to the fields, to the valleys and the hills, hear these songs of jubilation. We climb all the great peaks, navigate those sweet creeks. These rivers will never end. Let your stars be our guide, let your moon shine a light. We've no weather to depend. So fall down. Your stars be our guide, let your moon shine a light. Let your stars be our guide, let your moon shine a light. Let your stars be our guide, let your moon shine a light. Let your stars be our guide, let your moon shine a light. Come rest in the sea. Come drink from the water. Come home to me. Come rest in the water. Come sail the sea.
Beautiful. That is Steve Mortimer, my album of the year, Psalms from the Gutter, and that is called Guiding Stars, featuring Daniela Rose and Rachel Brooks. Good morning to Bridget and also to Martin, who's listening out. They just said good morning. Yeah, I haven't done a Sunday Lunch Club for a while, Martin. I will do one for January, probably mid-January. Get Christmas out of the way. And the house is a mess at the moment. So once that's cleared up, I normally do a Sunday Lunch Club and I invite different people. There's not a huge amount of people, maybe about seven or eight, sometimes about six. And it's all different people that I just say, come over and I'll do Sunday Lunch. I've done a couple of them, some of them with family as well. So it's just different people. And it's just luck of the draw, really, who gets to come or not. But it's just, yeah, it's just about putting different people in the room and seeing what happens. No fighting. Obviously, we don't want that. I don't have that. I don't have those kind of Sunday lunches.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can Do, if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy, whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0776 009 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
Leolino Billericay is an exquisite modern Lebanese restaurant featuring a beautifully expansive outdoor garden and a private dining room. A perfect setting to celebrate any occasion. We take pride in serving traditional dishes infused with a delightful modern twist, meticulously crafted using only the finest ingredients. To book a table or inquire about exclusive venue hire, call us on 0127 714 477 and join us to indulge in the epitome of modern Lebanese hospitality.
Your local hospice needs your support this festive season, and there are so many ways that you can make a difference. Purchase your Secret Santa and stocking filler gifts at any St. Francis Hospice store. Host a Jumpers or Jim Jams day at work, or support the Christmas Tree Recycling Service. The team at St. Francis Hospice will pick up and recycle your real Christmas tree for a donation with a brand new sponsor, the Sharp Group. So support your local hospice this Christmas.
Phoenix FM.
Excellent. A Ruby Cross there with Games. I was going to have a look and see if there's anything interesting. Well, I say interesting. Anything happening in, you know, in the papers. But there's lots of awful things happening at the moment. So I'm just trying to find something nice. Let's have a look. Wealthy landowner is ordered to demolish his 500,000 illegally built home hidden behind hedges after he was caught when the glass roof lit up like a Christmas tree at night. Oh dear. Well, the thing is, you can't, I know it's your land, okay, and you would think, I'll build what I like. I would be of that persuasion, I'll build what I like, but you can't. I've got friends who've got houses in Essex that had to go through literally through hoops on their own land in the middle of nowhere to build an extension on their property. And it's just an extension. So there's this, and they got refused, I think, four times. And do you know what makes me laugh about this, actually, talking about sort of building? And then in Essex, for some reason, where I live especially, there is any bit of land they've got, they're building flats or they're building houses. Build, 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 build. But if you want to put an extension or something on the back and you've got your own land in the middle of Essex, it's like, that's a big problem for an extension. And it was a one-story extension, I think, not two-story. So it's a one-story extension. And it wasn't huge. On their land, which is down a road in the middle of the country with other houses similar. And I know what you're saying, oh, because you don't want to end up with, like, you know, building six houses on your land. But if you just build an extension, and then everywhere else, it's like literally there's libraries disappearing, there's a pub which I suspect they're going to try and get the, they're looking, I reckon, to get the land. I'm going to make sure I put a block on that. Anything comes through from that pub where I live that's been shut. It's a beautiful old pub. And I know a lot of pubs are shutting down, but that land must be worth a fortune. They could build a massive block of flats there, which is not needed because it's on High Street. But I will be putting a, be putting my foot down with that one. I'm not having that. But they're everywhere where I live. And you know, in certain parts of Essex, they just build, build, build. And I've also learned, I don't know if you have to do this because I'm in a different, I'm in Thurrock, but I don't know if you get this in Brentwood, and I need to check, but we've just got a thing, because I think Thurrock Council are bankrupt, they are, and they're going to be charging for a brown bin collection. That's where we put all our garden stuff. And other people are saying, well, you've had it really good because we have to pay. Do you have to pay for your garden waste? Is that something you have to do? I mean, we've got food bins next year. I mean, how many bins do we need? I mean, I'm quite lucky I've got three bins. Now I'm going to have four. I don't know how many, I know you've got the bags here, haven't you, which suddenly just blow down the road and disappear. At least I've got a wheelie bin. Oh, dear. I just love something to moan at, really. The bins. Oh, the bins and parking. Oh, that's my head in. Here is Cameo with Single Life. I'll be back with more after the news.
Every little thing you do makes me smile. And if I had my way, baby, I'd tie you up for a while. I'd dig you through the pictures, one by one. I don't wanna get too serious. I just like having fun. We'll be right back.
on the hour across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.